This is Dr. Sam dictating from Manor of Farmington. Patient first name is Carol, C-A-R-O-L, last name is Vogt, V-O-G-T. Date of birth is 3/26/1941. Date of evaluation is 12/13/2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of dementia, depression, history of hallucinations. HPI, this is a 82 years old female who was admitted here on 12/7/2023 upon transfer from Beaumont Farmington Hills Hospital. Patient's chart indicates diagnosis of dementia, depression, muscle weakness, altered mental status. Patient is very confused and a very poor historian. She wasn't very spontaneous in conversation and unable to provide any meaningful history leading to her placement to this nursing facility. She could not tell me why she was in the hospital. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. PS staff reports that patient is agitated, hallucinates, cries. She has a history of falls and was admitted to hospital with hypokalemia and hypomagnesemia period. She was admitted here on Lexapro 10 milligram once a day and is also on quetiapine 25 milligram HS. Here at the next paragraph, no known prior history of psychiatric hospitalizations. Here it's not clear to me how long she has been exhibiting cognitive impairment. Period, I attempted to reach a patient's son, but was unable to get hold of him. Next paragraph, review of system, general. Unable to assess eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary. Unable to assess musculoskeletal weakness, kidney, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies. Unable to assess. Next paragraph, psychiatric history, patient psychiatric treatment not known. Prior alcohol substance abuse treatment not known. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization unknown. Prior history of suicide attempts unknown. Next paragraph, social history, education not known, relationship, current relationship, for chart, married, next paragraph, number of children not known, legal issues not known, next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing, family. I attempted to contact patient's husband but was unable to get hold of him. Next paragraph, under history and habits, and in the review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, blood pressure 117 or 81, pulse 77, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general, somewhat disheveled demeanor, uncooperative, muscle, motor movements, weakness, gait not tested, speech, poverty of speech, thought, mood, dysphoric, thought processes are severely confused, associations, no spontaneous conversation, thought content, unable to assess any suicidal homicidal ideation, psychotic symptoms. Patient did not respond to questions regarding auditory visual hallucinations, but staff reports that she does hallucinate and talks to herself and talks to people who are not there. Next paragraph, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self only, memory, recent and remote, impaired attention, concentration, poor frontal knowledge, poor judgment and insight, poor sleep. Fair appetite, poor. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, Lexapro 10 milligram once a day, Seroquel 25 milligram HS. Next paragraph, assessment and plans. Unspecified dementia, unspecified severity with psychotic disturbance of 0.3.92. Plans, monitor response from Seroquel. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity with mood disturbance of 0.3.93. Plans, monitor response from Lexapro. Also add as a first diagnosis, adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Next paragraph under disposition. Notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Period. GDR consideration done but not recommended considering ongoing depression and psychotic symptoms. Period. Staff should try to get patient's baseline information from patient's husband when possible. I was unable to get hold of him. Next paragraph. Under orders and procedure 99304, under supplemental and administrative, check common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, and risk benefit statements and decision to treat. In my medical determination, above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of a resident. This is end of dictation.